Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps, a Kansas City institution for a quarter century. If you like sports trivia and free stuff, this is your chance. All you gotta do is Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enoch, and Curtis Siebold.
Yes, hour number two begins right now with a chance for you to win a gift card to Hen House. That's where Curtis Siebold is, 135th and Metcalf. If you're looking to GPS the trip, it's 6900 West 135th Street. It is one of my two home hen houses. It's my pharmacy hen house right there at 135th and Metcalf. You can get your flu shots there. Of course, get all your prescriptions filled. Five different hen house locations around the metro with the pharmacy. That means they've got the flu shots and, of course, great specials as well. Great specials, as we always talk about, back at the meat counter, but also you can get some great specials throughout the hen house. That is great things like for your party. If you're going to watch the game, you want some of the Hormel trays for the family to be able to snack on with all the meats and cheeses and crackers. They got those $9.99 each. Take advantage of that. You will be the hit of the party. If you'd like, the delicious boar's heads, meats and cheeses, the finest meats and cheeses around. And, of course, the delicatessen. You want to have a quick dinner? How about their signature chicken tenders, a huge hit. My daughter's favorite chicken tenders are the Hen House chicken tenders. $6.99 a pound. Get it right now at your neighborhood Hen House. Petro, Siebold, Marshall, and, of course, joined by Peter Yates Enoch and Todd Lebo for a little edition of Stump the Chumps at 913-3810-810. If you're man or woman enough to take a shot at the Hen House card. Gentlemen, Todd, Pete, how are you guys?
I'm doing great. Pete's doing great.
He's doing fine. Yeah,
he's almost got some spring clothes on today. He's got some green stripes on. The sun came out. Pete's ready for spring. I hate to tell him winter's coming.
Hey, Todd and I were talking about, Soren, you can answer this one. If you live in the Deep South, which we don't, you better know the greatest touchdown in Halloween day history, Halloween night history. Do you know it, Soren?
The greatest touchdown.
Touchdown in Halloween night history.
I'll give you a hint. This answer gets brought up a lot by Pete, this person.
Yes.
In many ways.
He had
a cup of coffee with the Chiefs.
Yep.
Hoyt Wilhelm.
Dick Drago.
Cup of coffee with the Chiefs.
Yeah, Dick Drago is where I was going to go first. And I was trying to remember, was that when the Auburn returned field goal was? Was that on
that
Halloween?
Was, I was thinking boy,
that
was.
That was in November, I think.
Yeah, and that was obviously
so.
Very famous.
But this is even further back. This is a... Yeah.
Then I'm going to assume it's Mr. Counterfeit.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And, you know, Soren, I was listening to, I heard an all-channel radio station out of, I guess it was Baton Rouge, but when I was listening to that game, I was 13 years old, and I heard that touchdown by Cannon, and I went, good God, that's as good as it gets. Because LSU was number one in the country. They beat Ole Miss, and Cannon was the greatest player by far in college and for 2 years.
Not as good at the counterfeiting.
No.
Because if you're really good, you don't get caught.
Whenever you're dentist, don't have your counterfeiting operation in the bottom of your store, bottom of your
separate
practice.
Location?
Yeah, no. Same.
Do separate locations.
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right, kids, write that down. Pete's telling you how to break the law.
Yeah, if you're gonna break the law, be good at it. Is that what you're
right.
Is that the moral here?
Don't poop where you eat. Is that the deal?
That's another one.
Yeah, those boy nuggets.
Nuggets.
Pete's giving you nuggets.
Nuggets.
Absolutely.
Also, don't eat where you poop.
There you go.
That one doesn't get enough credit.
Yeah. How hungry are you?
I don't like all this curse talk.
I'm not sure I like all the poop talk. I don't know where that.
And if you notice, Strin, I have not been involved in any of it. I'm a new man.
He's not cursing now. He's so clean.
I was telling Ty, I don't curse anymore.
Yeah. Jed says he now has his finger on the button every time Curtis opens his mouth.
Is it Curtis now? Because I know it used to be me. So I'm glad that Tierra has moved on.
Grunard this week, apparently.
Oh, we did. We did have to.
Was Grunny naughty, was he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's fired up.
Yeah. Gutter mouth, Grunhard. You know how he is.
Well, no, I know how I was, so.
He's Grunhard's 10 times worse than you ever thought.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, there you go.
What a compliment.
Yeah, right.
Tim's worse than you.
Yeah, way worse. I mean, thanks. You know, we're thinking about not having him back.
Oh, boy.
That's how bad. Yeah.
Don't do that. People love Timmy.
Yes.
Foul mouthed or not.
Yeah, that's true. All right, 913-3810-810, the phone number. It's called Stump the Chumps. Ask us a question of sports history. If we don't know the answer, congratulations, you're halfway home. We will then give you a question back if you get that question correct. And, you know, sometimes if you're a swell guy, we like to give some clues, help you along a little bit. You get that question right, you're going to go get yourself a gift card to Hen House and do some shopping, whether that's in the delicatessen, the bakery, back at the meat counter, just need some sundries. I don't care. Whatever you want to do, man. It's your gift card. Go take it. Hen House will be happy to take care of you the way they've been taking care of me and my family literally since I was a child. Has the Hen House. 97 years they're celebrating, locally owned and operated here in Kansas City. And we limit our responses to three. We ask for one question and one question only. If you connect two questions by the word and, that's still multiple questions. So one question only, okay? And then what's the other rule? Oh, yeah, it's got to be relative. Don't ask us how many at-bats Barry Bonds had in, you know, 1994. We don't care. It's irrelevant.
Oh, it's a trick. That was a strike-shortened year. Oh.
Yeah.
All right, now, gentlemen, are we ready?
Yes, sir.
I will let you know, sir, and I have a question this week. So if we
you
get a
do.
Response on a baseball one, I think I have one that I'm pretty proud of.
Okay. I've got a whole bunch of questions, Todd.
I just got the
I
one.
I keep telling you guys, they're all in your head. You've got millions of questions, both of you.
I do, but I got one that I'm excited about today.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes we like to make sure we don't forget them, Pete.
Well, you guys know them as well as anybody I know, so you don't need pads in front of you.
I also want the answers.
Yeah,
you and Curtis and Todd are as good as it gets, so you don't need pads in front of you. Nope.
All right, I'll take it.
You guys are as good
Jed's
as it gets.
Being left out there, so that was interesting.
And Jed.
Yeah, if you
and
ever
Jed.
Ask a Simpsons question, Jed has
knows
got you
more about
Seinfeld. I will crush you.
Simpsons.
Jed crushed me in a whole lot of things. So
he's ready.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here we go. 913-3810-810. Gentlemen, where do we begin?
Let's start off with George. George, it's your turn to stump the chumps.
Yeah. Saw an article this week saying Salvi was the best catcher in Royals history. This is about the number two guy, probably, Darryl Porter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We got him in a trade from the Brewers. Who did we send to the Brewers? Three guys.
Oh, Jamie boy. Quirk, Bob McClure. And
are you just making this up, or do you really
no,
know this?
No, I think he's on to something.
Don't bother him, Seren. He's going.
McClure.
He's on fire.
Did Wolford go
Jim
or somebody?
Wolford.
Yeah.
You got
pretty
it.
Pretty good job,
K-Dog.
Man. K-Dog. Well, you got
I had a Jim Wolford autographed baseball.
Wait a minute.
And you traded it for what?
Nothing. I still
Here's what I think. I think Curtis is sitting by himself at Hen House.
Baseball
did you
reference.
Google that?
No. One of the best trades in Royals history. They got not only Jim Darryl Porter, but they got Jim Colburn, who won 18 games that year through a no-hitter. And it was a pretty one-sided trade.
Take that, Brewers.
And they traded away Quirk?
Quirk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he came back again.
Did they get him back?
Oh, he came back.
They get him back later?
Three times.
Yeah, right.
He just kept coming back.
Yeah.
Love Jamie.
Oh, he's great.
I do too.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Athlete of the year in California when he was in high school. Athlete of the year. Think of what that does in California. That's a hell of a ball, a hell of an athlete, Jamie was. Quarterback, Notre Dame, had the offer. Oh, boy, no. Jamie was good.
Okay. All right. I think you're done.
I'm done. Yep.
That's it.
Just want to make sure. 913-3810.
I'm doing sidebars today. No answers.
I know you've got something to say to this next guy. Online two. Dick is up, ready to stump the chumps. Oh, boy.
Dick.
Hey, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Dick,
you,
aren't
Dick.
You?
Turn your phone
aren't you
down.
Dick?
Yeah. We lost Whitey Ford about 3 weeks ago.
Shouldn't have.
He led the Yankees pictures with 236 wins. Can you name me the other two Yankees that had over 200 wins?
Ooh, gosh, the guys didn't coach or pitch forever, did
Allie Reynolds? Think he got 200?
I mean, like, Guidry wouldn't have made it that far, right?
He,
was
he got
just
close.
Not there.
Yeah. I'll bet Allie Reynolds.
Catfish Hunter was not there long enough. I mean,
probably goes back a ways.
Jimmy Key?
Jimmy
Are you
Key.
Kidding me? That guy sucks.
Yeah, you know, he had a good
Sports
later
commercial.
Career.
Yeah.
Oh, he had a great commercial. I love Jimmy Key, the pitcher, but yeah. I just love that SportsCenter commercial.
He had a pretty nice career toward the last, didn't he, Saran? Key?
Oh, he was tremendous. No, yeah. I'm just mocking a Sports Center commercial where they had – it was the one where they go, oh, he just came out too early, and they had the kid being the Sports Center anchor. And they're like, you know, he just wasn't ready, and he fails. And the one thing they're like doing Sports Center, and he goes, Jimmy Key? That guy sucks.
All right, men, what do we got here? What do we got? What do you got, Seren? I'm thinking Allie Reynolds, but I'm not sure.
Mussina wasn't there long enough, right? Who is Clemens? Pettit, he's the freaking.
Yeah, Pettit.
But he was an Astro for a little while.
He was.
Pettit's not bad. I like Pettit. Well, Mussina's not awful. If they're old guys, I don't know.
Well,
I just said,
Allie Reynolds, because he was so good for so long. But no, I'm not. That's not a lock. No.
Mussina got to what, like 260 or something?
Yeah, he got a bunch, but he got quite a few with the Orioles first, right?
Yeah.
Pettit. Is this strictly with the Yankees, 200?
Yes.
But didn't Pettit go back to the Yankees after being an Astro? Yeah.
He wasn't an Astro for real long, was he?
I don't feel like he was. That's not terrible.
I like Pettit. We're going to start with Andy Pettit.
Yes, he had 219 wins.
Okay.
Okay, so one more.
I'm out now.
Is there two more, Dick, or one?
One more.
One more.
Oh.
Just one. And it goes back a ways.
Okay, well, I'm out.
Red Ruffing?
Red Ruffing had a lot of wins, yeah.
What about Red Ryder?
What about
You'll
Steve
shoot your eye out.
Well, Steve McQueen. Jesus.
You want to go Red Ruffing?
Yeah, why not?
We're going to go Red Ruffing.
Yeah, he had 224, I believe it was.
Okay. There it is, Dick.
Hey.
There it is, Dick.
How many did Allie Reynolds have, Dick? Do you have it there?
No, I don't have
it. Okay.
All
right. All right. See you next week, Dick.
How many did Cone have? Do you have that there, Dick?
I'm letting Dick go.
Yeah, we love Dick.
No more.
Probably not going to get any better.
I just thought we'd, just quizzing Dick, you know. Like he's.
Eventually we'd get to someone who he had. He knew the answer to.
Encyclopedia Britannica over there or something, you know. Dick, you got the, no.
What did the fat toad, Irabu, have?
The pussy fat toad?
Yes. How many do you have, Dick?
You know my favorite. You know that story, right? About why George Steinbrenner called after he signed Hideki Irabu to like big money to come over, and he was stinking it up the first year, and it was reported that he called him a pussy fat toad.
Right.
And in reality, it's just pussy is spelled the same way as another word.
Oops.
And so it was accurately reported in writing.
Just not
but when spoken,
yeah.
It was not accurately reported what he actually
incorrectly
said.
Incorrectly pronounced.
I'm not getting in on that one.
See, Pete doesn't do this stuff anymore.
Yeah. I'm not. No, I know exactly where we're heading with that one.
913-3-810-810. Who's next?
Cameron is next. Cameron, it's your turn to stump the chumps.
Man, it is always so difficult to follow up, Dick. So I'm going to do my best to do so. All right, Clayton Kershaw got his elusive World Series from 2011 to 2000.
And he got his COVID from Justin Turner.
That is true. That is true.
Okay. Maybe. The follow back.
So from 2011 to 2014, he won the Cy Young 3 out of 4 years. The 1 year he didn't win it, he was runner-up to who? It was 2012.
Okay, so Curtis, don't you have all these committed to memory?
Lincecum was done by then being good, right?
Oh, well, no, Lincecum was still on the Giants.
He was there, but was he good in 12? Or He would always lose to the Cardinals in the playoffs, but Wainwright never won a Cy Young, did he?
No, I don't think Wainwright. Who would have slipped in there? He beat a – was 12. It – Whoa. Was that – wasn't Jake Arrieta, was it?
I don't know.
No, because Greinke was second behind Arrieta. Because Arrieta ran down Greinke at the end. Who the hell? Somebody must have come out and just had a ridiculous year.
Usually the Cy Youngs do.
Yeah. Super smart Greinke. Guy. Yeah. Thanks.
Wasn't Kane? Kane didn't work in one, did he? Or Hamels or somebody?
In 12.
Who won the World Series that year, Kay?
The Giants won the World Series. They won in 10,
that's
12,
right.
And 14.
The Tigers.
I don't think Matt Cain did.
Wow.
Lincecum won two, right? But they were before that, probably.
Well, Lincecum,
yeah, I think so,
won at least two.
But he won them right out of the chute. Because he was on the 14 Giants, but was just a dude, right, in the bullpen or something.
Cueto?
He won his.
Did Johnny Cueto grab one?
That would have been
about the time.
About that time, peak for him.
Did he win one, though?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
This is Curtis's game.
Yeah, I can't.
Is there a Met? Are we missing a Met?
Well, I got.
Alex or Fernandez with the Marlins didn't win one, did he? I'm trying to think of guys back then.
So.
All right, what do you want to go? You want? I don't know. Who do you want to try?
I want to go with Curtis's first feeling, whatever it is.
Which was what? Lincecum?
What was that?
I don't know. But, but he was so good on that trade question.
Barbecue.
Go, Curtis.
I kind of like the Cueto thing.
We're going to try Johnny Cueto.
It's not him. It's his birthday today. It's R.A. Dickey.
Oh my goodness, Lord. That is crazy. It was a Met, wasn't he?
Yep. His year with the Mets.
All right, I got a pitching question for you.
Oh, boy.
I'm so excited for this question. And this is a close if you can get it, okay? Jed says I got to go six, within six.
Either way?
Yeah, either way.
So he's got
12.
He's got
a range
I've got 12
of 12,
to play with.
Or 13
okay.
to play with, yeah.
13 to play
13,
with.
Okay.
So our good friend Mike Boddicker pitched a complete game shutout against Tony La Russa, the new White Sox managers, 1983 White Sox in the playoffs in game two. Bod shut out the White Sox. Within six pitches either way, how many pitches did Mike Boddicker throw in game two of the 1983 American League Championship Series?
Well, to hear him talk about and evaluate pitchers today, 400.
I was just going to say he pitched 1,000 with both arms.
You're close. Keep going.
So I got 13 to play with. We'll have a nice round number of 140.
You nailed it right on the dot. 140 pitches.
Nuh-uh. Wow. Are you serious?
Nice work.
140 pitches.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Holy crap, I'm good.
And that's according to Baseball Reference.
One of them was over 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I was just going to say.
Hey,
you didn't tell me that off the air.
14 strikeouts for Bod that day. That's a rare one.
Dang.
You're a winner, man.
Wow, awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Nice job. We'll get you
Why'd you tell me 175?
No, I didn't say that. I said 140.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, for God's sake.
You can't remember what
Jesus
I told you, Pete.
Christ. Now I got a liar in the studio. What am I going to do?
You got to watch your mouth.
I was
going to
say,
do.
This is this isn't politics, for God's sake.
I don't know. Maybe take Todd's name out of your mouth before you get punched.
No, we got a glass. I'm safe for now. But, yeah, I'm safe.
The partition, you think the partition's going to save you?
No, not really. He's feisty one. He's tough.
From that whirling dervish of elbows and teeth.
That's what I mean. He's tough, man. No, I'll be quiet.
913-3810-810. It's a Stump the Chumps Thursday. Listen, we're going to give you a gift card to Hen House. All you got to do is Stump the Chumps. It's literally that easy. All you got to know is how many pitches Mike Boddicker threw in every game of his career, and you can't lose. You can't lose. You never lose when you go to Hen House. I will tell you that. Go back there. And I'm going to encourage you, by the way, to go back to the meat counter and check out the seafood. If you love seafood, they always have such a great selection of seafood. You can take advantage of yellowfin tuna steaks, $9.99, tilapia fillets, cold water lobster tails, the white shrimp. Go check out the meat counter right this second at your neighborhood Hen House.
The program with Soren Petro.
What a dumbass.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Jazz into the hour answer. Four Jets quarterbacks have won a game at Arrowhead. Who was the last to do it?
Boomer
Richard
size.
Dawson.
No, it wasn't.
Did
Dawson.
They lose? No, they lost in New York a few years ago, didn't they? And they played
they had a Favre.
They played a
Al Doro.
Marcus Peters Sox game.
There. Yeah.
Oh God, yeah.
Curtis, was it Al Doro?
It was not.
Okay. How many years ago was it?
Would you take this serious, Pete? For once.
90 what?
Hell, I was. We're talking about the Jets. Oh, anything goes with the Jets.
Vinny Testaverde. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. 1998, the Jets were on their way to a nice run, which would end in the AFC Championship game. The other three.
Where were the
Ken
Chiefs
O'Brien
on their way to?
falling apart. Six straight losses, which would go from 4-1 to 4-7. Ken O'Brien in 87, Pat Ryan in 84, and Joe Willie in 1975.
Yeah. Oh. Nice.
Remember those great Vinny Testaverde Jets?
They made the title game, didn't they?
Vinny and the Jets.
That's Parcells, right?
Curtis Doyle didn't even play for the Jets. Did he play for the Titans?
He played for the Jets after they changed names.
What was their first name?
Titans.
Yeah. Doyle was their first quarterback.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Okay. All right. Well, for what that is.
for
that's
whatever
a nice nugget. That means. I mean, it's a hell of a nugget.
I don't know anything. I'd said all sidebars today.
That's a six-piece nugget.
That and $3 to get you a cup of coffee. I mean, unless you're at Starbucks, and then you need 12.
$7 for that.
Starbucks, you got to take a loan officer in with you.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
It's one of the reasons I don't drink coffee.
Brought to you by. That's why I drink the coffee here at work.
Yeah. That's, well, go for it. I got no problem. My wife loves it. Now my kids, like, they want to go to Starbucks. I'm like, what do you want to go to Starbucks for? Oh, they have these neat little, like, I don't know, scones or something.
Yeah, they got a $12 coffee and a mocha scone thing for me today.
Oh, yeah, well, they're happy to give you an $11 cup of hot chocolate, too.
Yeah, sure.
You like scones?
For the kids, so.
No, I don't like scones.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know anybody that does.
Yeah.
All right. There you go, Pete. Thanks. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We're playing for Hen House. We'll give you a gift card to Hen House where you can go check out whatever you need. Go to the bakery if you'd like. Get some of their wonderful Halloween treats, whether it's the Halloween cupcakes for the kids. They got the spooky Halloween cupcakes. Maybe it's a Halloween cookie cake. You can take advantage of that as well. It's at the bakery inside the Hen House. Curtis is at 135th and Metcalf, back by the booze, by the beer. That's where he likes to be. Grab you some Corona while you're there.
Saran, what are you going as on Halloween?
What am I going as?
Yep.
Middle-aged fat guy.
My God, you ought to suit that real well.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I mean, I think you'll do just fine.
Yeah, why, Pete? What are you going
as? I'm old fart man.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. There we go.
Fart man.
Yeah, I don't say trick or treat. I just go.
Do you wear a suede cape?
Oh, yes.
Loafers.
Yeah. Yeah. Big giant false teeth. And, yeah, all right.
Okay. All right. Just good to know. Good to know. Todd, you got anything cooking up?
No, I don't. I don't dress up anymore. I don't even pass out candy. I'm against it all.
Jed?
No, I don't think I'll be anything. I'll probably be hanging out with the cats, stunning.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Quite an upset there. And do we dare, Curtis?
I have lived in the same apartment complex for 10 years. I have never in my life had anyone knock on my door on Halloween night. I have no idea.
Or in general.
But
Or in general, yes.
Or a late-night service call.
1 year. At our old time slot, 1 year I drove home, it was about 4:30, and I saw, hey, there were some trick-or-treaters running up towards her. So let me go to the store and buy some candy and a candy dish, and I bought 3 bags of candy and a dish, and I'm ready to go, nothing.
No one came.
That was Jim Beeman and Saran.
But amazing. The next day the candy was gone.
All gone.
All gone.
Where did the candy go?
The question actually, Curtis, wasn't whether or not anyone will be knocking on your door, is are you going to wear a costume? What do you got a costume you're planning on?
How would you just see t-shirt, underwear?
Well, because Shane told me you said you were going as Shane said you were going as the naughty nurse.
I'm going to go as Fan Man.
That's really funny to me and Nate and Doug. That's really funny too. And Brooks, he'd probably get a laugh out of it. All right, 913-3810-810. Where do we go next, Todd?
We're going next to T-Box, who's got, it says on the board, a Hockey Hall of Fame question, so I'm probably out on this.
Well, yeah, it kind of is. So last week, the best play-by-play announcer ever,
Doc Emmerich.
No argument. Doc Emmerich, yep, he retired. So he actually broadcast NFL games for a couple years, did 7 games. Who were his partners? During those 2 years, he had 2 different partners.
Curtis?
Don Cherry.
Do you know, can he, like,
Give us a network.
Years?
Or give us a network, at least.
Or a network or something?
I'll give you the years. It was 92 and 93 were the 2 years.
Mm.
92 and 93.
That would have been on NFL. Takes out LD.
Was that on NBC or on CBS?
So CBS. It would have been eight.
Okay, NFC. Oh,
so it's NFC, CBS.
Yeah, North, his first game ever has an enormous amount of fame to it. It was a Packers game.
Packers
in
game
year,
in 92 or 93?
Is it like Don the Magic Man doing something?
Brett Favre's first game?
Who's their play-by-play guy now?
Wayne Larrivee,
yeah.
Curtis just throws someone out. I don't know.
Who were some color analysts on the CBS side? Were like, was
Tim Ryan? Wasn't he there?
No, he wasn't there. Not yet. He was still. I think he was
still playing.
Playing then.
Well, he wasn't getting the major games anyway,
Dan
was
Dierdor,
he?
Oh,
Matt Millen. Yeah,
I'll give you one hint for one of them. He has a lot of fame in the NFC Central. And the other one, you will kick yourself for not knowing.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of fame in the NFC Central. I'm going to try Mike Ditka. Was he out then?
He was doing it.
I'll try Mike Ditka. I'm still going to try Mike Ditka. Yeah.
Okay, it's not Mike Ditka.
Okay.
It's actually Matt Millen.
Oh,
God.
And the other one was one Hank Stram.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Hey, Stram, can I ask an end-of-the-season question, and it'll be my only question of the day?
Sure.
Okay, I want to know the only two players to play in an NBA Finals and a World Series. T-Bex, I'm making it tough on you, buddy, because you're good.
Dave DeBuscher would be one guess.
You know what? What the hell? I'm going to send you to Jazz anyway. That's a good guess. But that's not correct.
Okay. Well, but hang on, T-Box. What is it, Pete?
It was Gene Conley for the Celtics and the Braves in 57, 58. And Steve Hamilton, who played for the Minneapolis Lakers and the New York Yankees. So,
really?
But you're going to Jazz anyway, T-Box. That was a good Dave DeBuscher was a damn good answer.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the guys that.
On your door on Halloween.
Looking forward to it.
Well, it's going to be dark, pal.
Yeah. 913-3810-810. Where do we go next?
OU Rock is next. What's up, Rock?
Hey, how are you, gentlemen?
We're well, my friend. How are you?
Hey, okay, but the thought of Curtis in underwear, man, that spoiled my day.
That'd be worse with him out. I don't know.
Trust me, it wouldn't make my day. Yeah,
with no underwear.
My question is about college basketball. Saran, in the past couple weeks, you have mentioned the name LeBradford Smith when talking about Michael Jordan.
Yes.
What college did LeBradford?
Did he go to Louisville?
Louisville
he went to, didn't he?
Yeah. I'm going to go Louisville.
Yeah.
Was it that easy?
It was that easy.
It was that easy.
All right. No, that's right. You were right.
Thank you, Rock. I appreciate
it,
bud.
Bye.
You know what, Rock's like, I'm going back to boxing questions.
Yeah, I think so.
Screw that.
He's pretty strong in boxing.
LeBradford Smith was a Louisville Cardinal.
Good ball player.
Recall.
Yeah.
913-3810-810. Who's next?
Howard is up next. Howard, it's your turn to stump the chumps.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Howard.
There have been 5 lawyer managers in baseball, and they're all in the Hall of Fame. Besides Tony La Russa, can you name 3 of them?
Lawyer? So is that what you said?
Lawyer managers?
Well, managers that also have law degrees.
Okay.
Attorneys.
What a complete waste of time. One of the Ben
Matt lawyers were.
Kill the lawyers. isn't that what Shakespeare said? Kill all of them.
Yeah, Pete, you're right. You're quite the sweetheart now.
They're all in the Hall of Fame. But
where do you get when they've got a lawyer in the sand, all buried in the sand?
No, it's not. You're being
nice,
Pete.
You don't have enough sand. Oh, okay. Man.
I think that's with buried up to his neck in the sand.
We're not finishing these jokes.
The answer is not enough sand.
God, we should know this.
Hall of Fame managers.
No, we should.
Are you sure there weren't 100 of them at the bottom of the sea?
That's enough, Saran. I'm on the record right now.
Something about a good start or
keep
something?
Keep going, Saran. We're on a roll.
My best friend is a lawyer. You guys hush
your mouths. Keep going, Saran. I'm all for you. Damn lawyer.
I have to drop a check by Lawyer Lance's on a regular basis, semi-regular basis. So Lawyer Lance is different.
Lawyer Lance is different.
He's
one of the good guys. he's one of my lawyers. That makes him a good guy.
Really good. We ought to know this just from reading the damn paper over the years.
In the Hall of Fame.
I'm guessing
Casey Stengel?
Billy Martin is not one,
Stengel,
right?
Barely got, Stengel.
Billy Martin, the lawyer.
Yeah. Stengel barely got out of Central High School. Yeah. Barely.
Martin, although I could see Martin, maybe he went back into baseball to manage after he threw a bottle at a
Billy Martin didn't step near a college of any kind, law school, any kind. He was damn lucky to get out of Martinez High School in California.
It was like
little known fact, but when Billy Martin played here for the A's, my dad tried to recruit him as an insurance agent.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow. God. Yeah, that was a threat. That wasn't an agent. You're buying this, you son of a bitch. You're buying it.
Now, how long did the not cussing go?
Well, just once.
It's 3:41.
41 minutes.
Yeah, but that was a quote.
Pete.
That was a Billy Martin quote.
No.
I'm with Pete on this. That's a quote.
That's a quote.
Totally different.
This is tough. This is tough.
Is Connie Mack a lawyer or something?
That's not bad.
On the team. Well, he used to wear a suit.
He managed 56 years, but, I mean, he could have gone to law school at night.
All right. We'll try Connie Mack in the interest of time before I start with more lawyer jokes.
Connie Mack.
Okay, not Connie Mack, but Branch Rickey.
Oh, man, that makes sense.
Who's that?
Branch Rickey. Miller Huggins.
Yeah. And then Hugh Jennings and Monty Ward. I know that's kind
of we're gonna
Montgomery
that.
Ward. Hell,
horrible
yes.
question.
Man, we were so close, guys.
We haven't had a great question yet. That question stunk.
College football question back.
Yeah.
Sure.
Get him
a
Hockey Hall of Fame question.
Or how about lawyers that played football in? Go ahead. What do you got, Kay?
All right. 2014, Missouri went to Florida. They led 42-0 in a game they won 42-13 at Florida. Within 50 yards, how many yards did Missouri pass for in that game?
In 2014.
What year?
In their 42-13, 2014, their 42-13 win at Florida. How many yards did they pass for?
Who was the quarterback? Chase Daniel?
No, he's gone. Matty
Mock.
It's Mocktober, bro.
Within how many? Sorry.
Within 50 either way.
That's 100-yard range.
60 yards.
You got it.
Oh.
Matty Mock passed for 20 yards in that game.
Oh, my Lord.
Of 18, Missouri had 119 total yards of offense, but had a punt return touchdown, a kickoff return touchdown, and an interception return touchdown.
It was the Chiefs.
No. Yeah. Kickoff, punt, fumble, and pick. They had 4 return touchdowns.
Domination.
Nice. I like it.
Good job, Howard.
What's fun is I said 50 because I knew it was only going to go one direction. You couldn't go 50 the other way. So
yeah.
Well, I was thinking like, God, what did I forget some like 550-yard passing day or something?
No,
I would have been on the other end of that one. I would have bombed that one. 913-3810-810. It's a Stump the Chump Thursday. Listen, we're giving away gift cards like they're candy. In fact, you can get your Halloween candy at your neighborhood hen house. All you got to do is Stump the Chumps, and we'll give you the gift card to Hen House. Right now, you can go down and take advantage of the specials on the Corona Light, the Corona Premier, the Corona Hard Seltzer. It's for sale at your neighborhood hen house.
The program with Soren Petro.
It wouldn't stay up. It would stay down. Yeah. It never froze in the up position.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
That I was born to do, mister.
Warm it up, Pete.
I said I was about to.
Warm it up, Pete.
Would you shut up, stupid kids?
All right, final segment of Stump the Chumps. Your chance to win a gift card to Hen House. You can splurge on whatever you want. Take it back to the meat counter, grab yourself some steaks. They got the ribeyes on special right now. Curtis, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, that is your favorite cut of meat?
Yes. Ribeye is my jam.
Get the lamb chops, folks. Lamb chops. Don't forget them.
lamb chops?
Okay. Oh, God. At Hen House, they are so good. Oh.
You can go to the delicatessen and get some slow-smoked pork barbecue ribs all set and ready to go for you. All kinds of great party trays. They got you covered at Hen House. And, of course, Curtis is back by the Harry's Brewery there at 135th and Metcalf. Specials on the Corona and Corona Lights. Go take advantage of it right now at your neighborhood Hen House, 913-3810-810. Todd, where do we go next?
Let's go next to Jim. Jim, it's your turn to stump the chumps.
Oh.
Hello, Jim.
Hey. Jim, you okay?
Hey, fight through it,
I'm
Jim.
Here. I'm here.
You all right? So like we got a man down.
No.
Okay.
How to get to the spotlight? Talk to you. All right. First of all, Saran, I listen to your show. I'm a truck driver. I listen to your show every day.
Hi, you're a good man. Thank you very much.
I've only called in your show one time. You had Lenny Dawson on there. And it was quite a moving show, and Pete Enick, you've got to be the most intelligent sports person I have ever heard on this show.
Wasn't sure where that was going.
Gotcha.
You've got to be the most.
Right, here's my question. Hey, so anyway, we'll get past that.
Yeah, I knew Serena would back me on that one.
Yeah, well, of course.
Maybe. He wouldn't back you on anything. My brother-in-law were talking, and nobody cares about baseball. It's over. So, there's a big football game this weekend, Missouri and Florida. So okay. My question, huge, Saran, whether you think so or not, it's huge, as our president would say, huge, really big, really, really big. So the question is, who owns the series record between Florida and Missouri?
I'm assuming it's Missouri. God, or
they haven't
asking
played
this,
many. They played a couple bowl games in the 50s. And,
yeah. I'd say Missouri.
We're going to say Missouri.
You know, I did like this show. I think I'm going to stop listening now.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here, we'll bribe you. For all the kind words, hold on. We're going to get you
send
a gift card right now.
No, oh, gift card.
Yeah, we'll get you. We'll send you to Jazz. How about that? We'll get
damn
you.
Damn it,
we'll
Jim. You're going to take this prize and like it.
You're going to take it, and you're going to like it, okay? It's kind words. You've been listening for all those years. We appreciate it. You hang on, and we're going to get you set up, my friend. 913-3810-810. Who's next?
Let's go to John. John, you're up now on Stump the Chumps.
Gentlemen, Pete, how are you today?
Fine. Here we go.
Very good, very good. Go. So very I do subtle. Have a lawyer joke, but I've also got a question for you.
Okay.
So, I'll give you the question first. Name me the only player that was on the Boston Braves, the Milwaukee Braves, and the Atlanta Braves.
Eddie Matthews.
Eddie Matthews, right, yeah.
Yeah, so that was easy.
That's a good question. I appreciate it. And actually, the better way to ask it is, who's the only player to play for the same team in three cities?
Different cities.
If you want to disguise it with your friends, because he's actually the only guy to do that as well.
FYI, we'd have gotten that one too. So
yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks for the call,
John. Just a tip. All right. When you're
an underrated Eddie Matthews, by the way, wouldn't you say, Saran?
Yes, I would agree. Yeah. I would agree.
Played that in is a big shadow. Yeah.
That is a tip for when you want to show off in front of the ladies.
Oh yeah, that'll get them.
Because they're impressed by.
He knew about Eddie Matthews.
Baseball.
I'll tell you, I'll go all the way with him. Yeah.
Okay, Pete. That wasn't anything.
Wow, that week.
It's gone downhill with Pete. Started so nicely.
All the way. That's 1940 stuff.
Okay. All right,
sake.
Pat, you're up next.
913-3810-810.
Go, Pat.
I've got this one for Lebo, since his good friend is Mike Boddicker. Within four, either way, how many games did Mike Boddicker win in his 14-year career?
Oh, boy.
Come on, Todd. Saran, you too. Curtis, come
on. I think it's about 140. I bet it's about
that. Yeah, that's
140
a good
sounds good.
We'll say 146.
Great, not. 134.
No,
that's pretty close. Man.
But is that counting Mike postseason?
Oh.
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 I'll take it. I got one.
Go ahead.
This is a football one. It's a Chiefs one. Travis Kelce has had 2,100-yard receiving games. Okay, 2,100-yard receiving games. There are five tight ends in the history of the National Football League that have had more. Can you name three of them?
Well, I got the same question last week.
And one was,
because Gonzalez.
Did I ask this last week?
Yes, you did.
It's called age, Saran. It's called age.
Now, here's the thing. Can he get it right, though? Who knows?
Yeah, okay, let's see.
Yeah, it gets tougher, doesn't it? How about Gonzalez, of course, was the one from last week. Gates.
Yeah, 31.
Now it gets tougher.
Who was the second one you said?
Gates.
Antonio Gates with 21.
Okay. And,
Jason Dunn.
No. You're missing a Cowboy, a Charger, and a Pat.
Winslow.
Kellen Winslow. You're right. That's good. You're a winner. You're a winner. God, I'm going to go ahead and cross that one off. That's what I try to do.
Ask that next week. You'll do it again.
I try to cross them off after they've been asked.
And to the same guy, too. That was amazing.
Same guy. Holy crap. And he didn't he asked a baseball question too, and I'm like, yeah, okay, good, here's football. Because I like this question. I'm like, I didn't use this one last week. I'm gonna get this one out there, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
I didn't get it
what
done.
Are the odds?
Tony Gonzalez with 31, Rob Gronkowski 28, Kellen Winslow 24, Jason Witten and Antonio Gates 21, and Travis Kelce 20.
That's there it goes. Remember that for next week, folks.
There you go. Shut up, Enoch. You're dismissed.
Question is just for Pat.
Yeah, just for Pat. Go see Curtis at Hen House. We'll see Blair Kirchhoff next.
The burnt end of the hour question. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
All right, Travis Kelce has 20. Just kidding. Three times a winless team has played at Arrowhead in week 8 or later. What is the Chiefs' record in those three games? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.